G'day, Moose.
G'day, Darren. How are you?
All right. So we'll start with the weather.
Well, that's a regular thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay. So Saturday, maybe a few showers in the morning, and then it should fine up. So hopefully that's the way it works. And by 10:30, we should be okay.
Right. I will take your word for that. So if it doesn't happen, we'll blame you. But anyway.
And as far as Sunday goes, on juniors, sorry, kids, but it's not looking good. Well, mums and dads.
Yeah, it does and does. It looks like there's plenty of rain coming, but hopefully the wickets will all be ready for Saturday anyway, and if there's a little bit of rain early, that should be okay. So it seems to be clearing up a bit or stop raining out there now, so hopefully we'll get some cricket, first grade, second grade, and women's on Saturday.
On Saturday, yeah. All right, so we'll just have a look at the first grade games from last weekend. A couple of scores. That's the men's Greater Northern Cup. So La Trobe, they played Westbury. Westbury won that game. Blake Weeks got 3 wickets. Matty Bennett got 45 for La Trobe. Which game were you at?
Burnie.
You're at the Burnie?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, so well done, La Trobe. Riverside got it done over Devonport. Tyler Dell for Devonport, he got 62. Young George Davies, former Burnie player, 52 nine out for Riverside. Very good.
Yeah, handy pick-up for Riverside. Good young kid that's moved down there, so they'll be happy with his form at the moment.
Yeah, so Riverside win there. So the game at West Park, Launceston 240 and Burnie 214. That's a high-scoring game. And some big scores. Gee, it must have been a flat wicket.
It was a good wicket. First time West Park's been used too. So quick outfield, good wicket and plenty of runs. It's a good one-day game.
Yeah, so for the Hurricanes, Nick Granger got 94. Brodie Hayes got 61. Nick Revel took 5 wickets. But for Launceston, Cameron Lynch, 129 out. Pretty much wins you the game.
Yeah, he's the captain too. Opened the batting, batted right through and got a total. That Burnie were in the hunt to start with, but then lost Nick Granger, who was batting well, and then they just lost their way a bit, and yeah, it was just a bridge too far to get to the 240. So yeah, it's a good game of cricket, but
yeah, looks like it. Good scores there, and at Ulverston, they beat South Launceston. Reece French 52 not out. Their new South African was English, South African, Irish. What is he? Is it a mixture of all of those?
Well, he's born in South Africa and lived in England. So
yeah. Anyway, Matt Varner 32 not out and 4 wickets. Good start.
Yeah, it was a good start by all accounts. So always handy first game in when you've travelled over to be the import to get some runs and wickets first up.
Yeah, so good win to Alvey. And also Benny May, the ever-reliable Benny May from Ulverston, another 4 wickets to him. And the game at Mowbray, Mowbray and Sheffield. Sheffield winning there. James Jennings, 34 not out, down the bottom of the order. Very good. Gary Miles, 4 wickets. Mark Simmons, 3 wickets. And young Sam Artiscott, 4 wickets for Mowbray. So 197 plays, 168. Fairly close game.
Fairly close game, but Sheffield started the season pretty well with wins in nearly every game they've played so far.
Yeah. All right, so let's have a look at this weekend, Greater Northern Cup. We'll start with the Ulverston Wynyard game tomorrow, and that's at Ulverston?
Yeah, Wynyard had a couple of weeks off, washout, then a bye. So, had some good form up until then, Wynyard, but, Ulverston hit the ground running. So you'd think Ulverston should get a win, plenty of confidence from last week's game. And, as I said, Wynyard haven't played for a couple. This will be third week now, so,
So good luck to both teams there getting on at Ulverston. Should be okay, I reckon. Devonport at Devonport Oval against Burnie. What do you reckon about this one?
Devonport are struggling at the moment, obviously. Last two games have gone down. Rely on Tyler Dell a hell of a lot to score their runs. I know Miles Barnard played last week and got duck. Worse luck for Miles, but wasn't much help around Tyler, so Devonport will just need some help, basically, to get a total to defend and not rely on Tyler as much. And Burnie with the bat were pretty good last week, especially at the top of the order. Their bowling left a bit to be desired earlier on, and that's probably why Launceston made 240 in there, and they just let them get away a bit too freely early. So
yeah,
they'll have to tighten that up, but you'd think Burnie be good for the run last week and should get the win.
All right, and so yeah, their opener's obviously in good form for the Hurricanes, Hayes and Granger. All right, so that's the Devonport Oval tomorrow. What else have we got here? South Launceston and Mowbray. Well, don't worry about that. Let's go to Westbury and Riverside. We won't worry about that. No, hang on.
Sheffield. I reckon we've got...
Let me just double-check that I've got the right competition. Yeah, Sheffield, sorry. Sheffield and La Trobe. So where's this one on tomorrow? That's up, at Sheffield.
Yeah, up at Sheffield. Sheffield had a couple of away games, so they'll be happy to be home this week. As I said earlier, hit the ground running, playing some good cricket. I've travelled the last 2 weeks and played Launceston sides, obviously, and got good wins. So they're in top of their game at the moment. La Trobe put up a good effort against Westbury, but just couldn't quite get over the line. I noticed Tristan Weeks didn't play, so he would have been a great addition for him last week.
Yeah.
He's in again in this week, so it strengthens him. But Sheffield with some pretty good form at the moment and plenty of confidence going in, you'd think might just get over the line.
They're pretty hard to beat up there, that's for sure.
Yeah, they're hard to beat up there. And as we've said before, they with their batting, there's... Simmons and King and young Ethan Clark started the season well, and their bowling's been their strength. They just haven't been able to score enough runs at times, and this year they've started well with the bat as well as with the ball, so they're playing some good cricket at the moment.
All right, so that's on at Sheffield tomorrow. The second grade games this weekend, Burnie and Sheffield at West Park, Wynyard and Ulverston at Wynyard, and Devonport and La Trobe at Devonport. Have you seen much second grade this year?
I did a couple of games early, umpired a couple of games on a Sunday when they were short, umpires were short. So I've seen a few games, a lot of young kids playing, which is a good thing, good for the competition going forward. But, with a lot of the BCL sides and the Mersey Valley sides getting washed out, there's been a lot of those players infiltrate through the teams to make up some numbers. So it could be a stretch on a few clubs going forward at the moment with numbers-wise. So it would be interesting to see... what kind of teams line up on the weekend.
How does that work? So if you're playing BCL or Mersey, is it a simple process to just bring you in for the week, or what is it?
Oh, I think you need to get a clearance, just a clearance to play for that weekend. But it usually happens at the start of the season. Once the season gets up and running, it's more difficult to bring blokes back from the Mersey Valley or the BCL. So numbers-wise... Start of every season, people are slow to take up on cricket, doing other things, and so hopefully the numbers work out well. But it's been good that players from other competitions have been willing to put their hand up, and I suppose with the weather they've had too, they haven't played a great deal of cricket, and they just want a game of cricket as well, so it's kind of worked well for both of them.
Yeah. All right, so that's first grade and second grade for this weekend. Let's go to the women. So T20 competition. So we've got Sheffield and La Trobe at Sheffield, 5:30 Saturday, and Ulverston and Wynyard, 5:30 Saturday at Ulverston. So following the men's games there. Women's competition. Now, it's just, everything seems to filter down from the top, from Cricket Australia down to grassroots cricket. But the women's game, if you watch the BBL, WBBL at the moment, it's getting better. Girls are hitting the ball further. They're taking more catches. The bowling's getting better, and it seems to it works its way down eventually to grassroots cricket. Are you seeing it improving, or you reckon it's
no? It's definitely seeing cricket improving on the coast, and more girls playing. And there was a bit of a worry; a couple of teams could have fallen over in the women's competition at the start of the season, but all numbers are up. Ulverston was struggling. Apparently, got about 15 girls registered now, so it's a good sign. You can see it improving. Obviously been unlucky not to get a win, played pretty well last week apparently. So Sheffield was started the season well in the women's, and it was another tight game last week. So it's definitely improving, and with the WBBL on, we've got to make the most of it while that's on and people are actually watching it and keen on cricket. So at the moment, you can see it infiltrating and working its way down to junior level.
Yeah, well, you mentioned the WBBL, and the Hurricanes women are playing two games at La Trobe next week against the Melbourne Stars, so Tuesday and Wednesday afternoons.
Yeah, we'll keep our fingers crossed for the weather.
But, well, yeah.
La Trobe hasn't been used yet, so they've kept off it, and Jason Sims, the curator, will be doing a heap of work. The standard of the ground and the wicket's been really good. We've moved our grand final, Cricket North West grand final there the last couple of years with great success. I've got no doubt the wicket and the ground and the facilities are good enough to hold. And, yeah, there's a bit of excitement about with the Hurricanes coming up. So hopefully we can get a good crowd. And if the weather's fine, I think we'll get some good numbers through the gates.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's the same in every sport. Particularly for kids who want to, you know, do something in a particular sport. If you can't see it, you can't be it. You know, so yeah, they can actually go along there and actually watch these women play. And go, that's how you do that, and that sort of thing.
Yeah, and the standard in that, like as we spoke before, has improved. I remember going down to West Park and watching the women Hurricanes play down there 3 or 4 years ago. So I've got no doubt the standard's improved, and I'll be interested to go and have a look on Tuesday and Wednesday to see how much has improved. And as you said, kids and the girls, and not even the girls, bloke, the boys can go along and watch some, you know, pretty good cricket and a good standard of cricket.
Yeah. So Sunday with the rain, so mums and dads and juniors who may be still in the car on the way to school, so just keep an eye on your club's Facebook page. I reckon it's the best thing to do regarding Sunday, and clubs will let you know whether it's on or not. But I assume it's as normal. You turn up in the morning, see what happens, and they'll make a decision.
Yeah, yeah,
unless it's pouring at 9 o'clock.
Yes, unless it's raining like that. But it doesn't look great. The weather can change, so we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Obviously, the World Cup final's on in Melbourne, and they're expecting the same amount of rain. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's just been one start of the year has been pretty wet, which has been obviously disappointing, but there's not much we can do about it.
None for 170, England, last night.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming, but...
wow.
Yeah, no, it should be a good final, Pakistan and in England, and then, like, there'd be plenty of tickets for sale, I reckon. I reckon a lot of the Indians be selling their tickets now because I would have thought they'd think they'd been in the final. Mm. So they'll still get 90,000 there, and let's hopefully the weather's good, and I reckon we'll have a good game.
Yeah. All right, mate. Thanks for coming in.
No worries, Darren. Talk next week.
All right, Moose Pierce from Cricket Northwest. This is 7AD, 7BU.